Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Red hot comic book movie news, shooting up your butthole.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Weekly Planet, official podcast of comicbookmovie.com, where we talk movies, comics, and TV shows. My name is James, also known as Mr. Sunday. With me, as always, my co-host, Nicholas Mason.
Super Bowl Sunday! Woo!
Super Bowl. Ball. It's a ball.
Okay, now, my question for you is, what side are you on? Not Civil War style, what side are you on between people who are like, yeah, Super Bowl, and people who are like, oh, who's playing in the sports ball this week? I hope they hit all the home runs in the sports ball.
Look, I hate to be that guy, but that's definitely more me.
That's you, okay. The other one, yeah. There's the scale.
There definitely is.
So I'm somewhere in the middle.
Okay, good.
Who are you supporting, the Denver Broncos or the Carolina Panthers?
As I said to somebody on Twitter, I thoroughly believe that a Panther could kill a Bronco if it came down to it.
Ooh,
so I'm gonna go
point.
With that.
See, yeah. I don't know anything about, like, the only reference I have for the Denver Broncos,
yes,
is that Hank Scorpio episode of The Simpsons where Homer's greatest wish is to own the Dallas Cowboys, and at the end he receives a gift and he's like, oh, the Denver Broncos. So I guess at some point in the last 20 years since that episode aired, they've gotten better at playing football.
Absolutely, yeah.
But
good for them.
Is Carolina known for having Panthers? Or is it one of those, you know, there's always that urban legend and it's like, there was a traveling zoo/circus went through town and there was the panther got loose and then it got loose in the mountains. And
every country town
has that, exactly. They're all like this, and then it bred with other, and now there's a mountain lion monster that's in, and it's out there. I've seen it. I've definitely seen it. If everybody's telling the truth, and they're not, they're all liars.
Yeah.
Back in like 100 years ago, circus/traveling zoo.
I've also
safety.
Heard their World War II mascots from the US have come
oh,
over here.
That would
There's
work
been
as well.
A few.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, anyway, sorry, go
but
on.
Clearly, security is very tight on these sort of things, except when it comes to the big cats.
Yeah.
Where they're like, lock up the elephants, they could get loose and cause a stampede. What about the panthers? Yeah, who cares?
Pretty trustworthy.
It's fine. Anyway, good luck. We're about at halftime at this
point. We are, yeah. So there might be more revelations as we go. Or we'll miss them.
Or we can see them live.
We'll see them bloody
live.
Okay,
I'm going to keep my Twitter feed up.
Yeah.
Whoever's listening to this right now, tweet in. I know how that's not how it works. But
it's exactly how it works.
Okay, well, I'm gonna keep my eye on the Twitter feed, so if anything exciting happens, we can just jump right in.
Drop it in.
But we've had a lot of revelations.
Yeah, I think most of them.
We're thinking about doing the Versus episode this week.
Yep.
We're probably going to not do it this week because we've got a lot of stuff to talk about.
Yeah.
But we'll do it. We're going to do Deadpool next week.
Yep.
And then we're going to do Versus.
And then after that week, a different Versus. Probably not. Probably something else.
Probably a different topic. Yeah.
Good.
Great.
All right. Well, let's do the regular news though before we get
to
the Super Bowl. Joseph.
Sports ball.
I know I can never say that ever because you've ruined it.
That's
for
right,
me.
I have. Yeah. You'll be at one of your swanky parties, one of your swanky penthouse parties, and they'll be like, what do you think of the Super Bowl? And you'll start with a face, you'll be like, ugh, and then you'll remember me, mock it, and then you'll have to stop.
I will.
And you'll have to pretend you're having a stroke or something. Ugh, and you just have to fall over.
Joseph Cuarón, he's the son of Alfonso Cuarón, who did like Gravity and Children of
Men. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's going to direct the Zorro reboot that's set in the post-apocalyptic future, and it's simply titled Z. What do you think of that?
Do we have any other details other than that?
Post-apocalyptic?
Yep.
Not too distant future. Zorro's back.
Probably zombies?
I don't think so.
I think so.
You reckon?
Based on just that, I reckon they've gone... I reckon there's just a like a film executive's whiteboard, and like there's a whole bunch of like everything's arranged by like alphabetically, and they've just gotten to like it's a real long day, and they've just gotten right to the end, and they're just struggling to come up with the ideas and stuff they can license or whatever.
Yeah,
and it's like 4:55 p.m. It's like nearly clock off time, and they've just got Zorro and zombies. And they just circle the Zs, like, and they go, whatever. We did it. Yeah,
I don't think so. Really? Especially okay. after Pride and Prejudice Zombies did not do well this weekend, apparently, is not doing well.
Okay.
I think they're mashing up of that genre. I think they gave it that one shot. Then they'll be like, oh no, people hate this.
Oh, okay.
So
Pride and Prejudice Zombies, I've just seen the posters. It's not out here for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Is that the first one of these?
Yes.
Just get whatever is in the public domain and push.
Exactly. And apparently the Pride and Prejudice stuff is very earnest and very real. And the zombie stuff is PG-13.
Oh, well then what's the point?
It doesn't quite mesh. Apparently as a Pride and Prejudice movie, it's quite good.
Okay.
So make it that way, you will.
You know what? Well then maybe there could be like a... What about when it comes out on Blu-ray?
Mm.
There's like a safe for Pride and Prejudice fans version.
Yes.
Where you just like it just runs through the Pride and Prejudice stuff. And then maybe R-rated zombie stuff. What about that?
I'm okay
with
that.
Maybe it'll have a new life on DVD.
I'll never buy it.
Neither
or
will
watch
I,
it.
No.
But no, look, I'm more for the Zorro reboot.
Yeah, okay.
I know you're like, why do they make all these?
Yeah.
Nobody sees them.
And again, I like The Shadow. I like Zorro. I like The Phantom. I like all those. But
you like John Carter of Mars, the movie.
One would assume if I ever watched it, but I haven't and I never will. But nobody watches them. Stop trying. Find another tack.
You would watch it as a Zorro future movie though, right?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. That's the other tact that you're talking about.
But see, they've also tried. See, I don't know, because remember when they tried to make The Phantom cool?
Yeah, that didn't work.
No, it was like a weird CW-style telly movie. They're like, you're the new Phantom. And he's like, yes. And then he's like, but I'm not wearing that dumb costume. And then he cut to him wearing an even dumber costume. Yeah,
exactly. It's like 50% dumber than the regular costume.
Absolutely, yeah.
But yeah, look, this guy wrote Gravity. I don't love Gravity.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I...
You love the concept of Gravity.
I'm okay with it. I don't understand it. What's it for? Mm-hmm. Where do you get one? We'll never know.
We'll never know.
Yeah. But look, let's move on from that.
Okay.
Zack Snyder's been talking all things Batman v Superman this week.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming up next month.
Oh.
We're very excited.
Yeah.
We're very excited. Aren't we?
Oh.
I want it to be good.
Me
just too. Want it to be good.
Me too.
Yeah, I'm hoping it is. Anyway, he's spoken about how people have accused him of like changing Superman in The Man of Steel, and he had this to say about it. If you're a comic book fan, you know that I didn't change Superman. If you know the true canon, you know that I didn't change Superman. If you're a fan of old movies, yeah, I changed him a bit. That's the difference. I'm a bit of a comic book fan, and I've always... He keeps saying fan in this. And I've always... and I always default to true canon. Not the cinematic canon that sort of... in my opinion, plays fast and loose with the rules. And so I feel like I tried to create Superman that would set the tone for the world. Do you think he changed Superman at his core? I mean, this is all subjective because your Superman is different from another person's Superman, obviously. So I don't doubt that he's like, I've created the Superman that I feel is true Superman.
Uh-huh.
But to you, do you think the Henry Cavill Superman is like...
Look, I feel he is true to the comic book canon, but I don't necessarily think he did that on purpose. I think it's entirely possible with this, he's had an intern go, hey, look, I'm getting a lot of heat on this. Can you find a way to justify what I've done?
Yeah, right.
And they've gone home, well, how about this original story? And he's like, I did it.
Yes.
I...
Well, if you look at, like, Man of Steel has a lot of similarities to, I think it's Superman Earth 1.
Yeah, okay.
Where aliens come to Earth and they call out Superman and make him, it's the same with the Zod thing. But there are, and I like Man of Steel, there are elements of it that I really dislike. And a lot of that is that he's just flying through buildings and then he gets upset when he kills Zod after, like, 15 buildings fall down.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Like, and they are addressing that in Batman v Superman, and I know it was his first day.
Yep.
But I want to see a Superman who's saving people actively.
Okay.
And I know that in the broad scheme of things, him stopping Zod is saving everybody.
Yep.
I know that. But you don't kind of see... I didn't get the connection that he had with humanity that he does a lot of the times in the comics. That's how I feel.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Look, I think that him killing Zod... That is true to the canon.
I do not have a problem with that.
Like it's
the way he did it, I'm like, he could have thrown him into the Phantom Zone. There's a number of ways you could have
exactly,
done it.
Right, exactly,
He's not, Superman's not known for breaking a guy's neck.
Yeah.
But, sorry, go on. Yeah.
And look, if I wanted to justify the rampant wanton destruction of Metropolis through the entire third act of Man of Steel,
yeah,
I would say that he's only throwing Zod through buildings that he knows are empty,
sure,
or something.
Yeah, okay.
Like, because we never, like, there's, and I'm probably wrong here, but we never see him plow through a building and, like, pillars are being smashed apart and, like, people are getting caught in that.
Yeah.
Like, we see him go through buildings, but we never see anybody in them.
We do see the ground when there's, like, rubble
falling. Oh, sure,
and
yeah.
Like, people
those
running
people
about.
Are dead. Yeah,
yeah, so there's plenty of that.
Yeah, yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think it could have been handled smarter.
Mm.
Like, and yeah, and look, Superman, I think you've said this before, Superman doesn't like to kill, but he has killed.
Correct.
And he'll kill if you back him into a corner.
Yeah.
And so I don't really have a problem with him killing Zod, but the way that was kind of done, especially when he could have just put his hand over his eyes.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
Just you know what I mean?
While,
there's like
yeah.
things like yeah, there's yeah. things like that. Mm-hmm. That
Or turned him around.
Yeah, turned him around.
Turned him into a different wall, who's to say, you know?
Yeah.
But maybe he was using his X-ray vision and there was like an orphanage. Like a subway orphanage
sure, yeah.
on the other side of the wall, so he couldn't have done that because it would have killed all the babies.
I didn't even think of that.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And look, there are
if
a number
you get one of those. If you get one of those, like, you know, Inside the World of Superman booked, you know, the Dorling Kindersley ones, you open them
yes.
up and it, there's a diagram of that subway and there's an orphanage
yeah.
off to the side.
So, okay, that's okay
yeah.
then.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I'm okay with that. But yeah, look, it's all down to interpretation.
Mm.
Did you hear Elizabeth Banks will star in the Power Rangers reboot as Rita?
Rita Repulsa.
Correct. Trapped for thousands of years, come back to wreak revenge on somebody about something.
That totally works.
Yeah, doesn't it?
Yeah, because she's like she's been in all sorts of wacky stuff.
She has been, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We've said before, Power Rangers was a little bit... I was still like, I think I was like 8 or 10 or something when that came out here.
Right.
But I was still like, I've seen this. I don't...
Yeah, and yeah. I was at the age where I was actively against it because I'm like, yeah, it's just Voltron. Why don't you just... They just ripped off Voltron, not knowing at the time, of course, that Voltron just ripped off every other
yeah.
combiner robot team TV show and cartoon.
Yeah. But you know what? That's great casting.
Yeah.
It's directed by Dean Israelite, who did Project Almanac, which is a time travel movie.
Okay.
Which is apparently quite good, so, for a time travel movie.
Sure.
Most of them aren't. So, yeah, that's I think it's great.
Mm.
Yeah, it's good.
Who should we get a Zordon?
Mm.
By we're casting. They let us cast.
Adam West.
Oh, that's very good.
Who would you pick?
Rob Corddry.
yeah.
Of Children's Hospital / Hot Tub Time Machine fame. I would get Rob Corddry.
My next was John Goodman.
Oh, yeah.
I like Rob Corddry a
okay,
lot.
Yeah.
Did you know The Flash is coming to National City for the Adventures of Supergirl on March 28th?
Oh, I heard about that.
A combination of CBS and CW coming together. People are saying, and I haven't watched it,
yes.
that Supergirl is quite great.
All right.
That's one of the stronger...
I said I was going to give it 4. I don't think I did give it 4.
yeah.
So maybe I'll skip a couple.
Get to the Martian Manhunter.
Get to the Martian Manhunter bits.
Yeah, yeah.
And start again. Okay.
Absolutely, yeah.
All right.
Mm. So that's exciting. I mean, it's nice to see networks sorting things out. Two big companies coming together as well.
Oh, it's lovely when two big companies get together. just to synergize branding and sell merchandise. Just crushing us all under their gigantic heels. You know
that's
what
right.
I mean?
Yeah.
It's great. So good.
Do you think this is more of a favor for Supergirl than it is The Flash?
Yes.
Yeah.
Why is he coming to the city?
Probably some kind of trouble.
It's almost certainly trouble.
yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not sure the specifics of it, but he goes everywhere, that bloke. I don't think they've clarified whether Supergirl is in a different dimension or it's... Because, you know, The Flash season 2 is dealing with a multiverse and,
oh,
and
yeah,
all that.
Uh-huh.
So I'm not sure how that will work. I'd say they'd probably just say it's the regular... Earth dimension.
Are there any indications that... Yeah, that's a good point. Are there any indications that they're definitely not in the same
I don't think
universe?
So, no.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. They've mentioned... Well, in Legends of Tomorrow this week, they mentioned... Or last week, they mentioned... he says something like, I've seen Dark Knights fall and Men of Steel die or something
okay,
like that.
Okay, sure.
So
uh-huh.
Batman and Superman are clearly
yep.
there or a version of them. So, you know, mm-hmm. who knows? That's something we'll tune in for, won't it? Synergy brands.
Synergy branding. Love it.
Do you like Bloody Rogue One? I mean, of what we don't know about it, which is really most things.
I do love that thing that you said. I do.
Now, apparently there's going to be a bad guy that's rumored to be Ben Mendelsohn's character, who's of importance to the Empire. And his main feature is a huge, majestic white cape with a slit down the back. This is a rumor, by the way. And there's a beautiful shot
Of
the Imperial treading through a shallow body of water with said cape trailing him. The figure that wears it is apparently going to be an older male. I'm told he's got a badass cider arm. It's just a jet of cider spraying wildly.
So good.
And a really cool name. And they think it's Ben Mendelsohn.
Well, when I think of Australian character actor Ben Mendelsohn, I think beautiful, majestic cape. That's what I think.
Pool of water.
Cider arm. I do think that. Yeah.
People have said, do you think this is Thrawn or a variation of Thrawn? It sounds a bit Thrawn-ish.
Oh, sure. It's a little Thrawny.
Yeah. But there's also a rumor that Thrawn's coming to Rebels.
Okay.
Do you think Ben Mendelsohn would be like, yeah, paint me blue, whatever? Do you think he'd be cool with it?
That is a really good question.
I think he would be.
I think at this point he would be.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like he spent, and I don't know much about Ben Mendelsohn,
yeah,
but I feel he spent a really long time going like, no, artistic integrity.
Yeah.
Just good old-fashioned Australian films, just high-quality stuff.
Yeah.
And then I think maybe he did that, he did Mississippi Grind with Ryan Gosling, and I think maybe Gosling's like, nah, just just cash in, mate.
Give it a go, mate. Though Gosling hasn't really cashed in.
No, that's true.
Yeah. Mm. He's maintained artistic
Maybe he said, if
integrities.
You're not Ryan Gosling, maybe cash in.
Yeah.
Me, Ryan Gosling.
If you don't have this face.
You don't have this moneymaker, baby.
The old baby goose.
Then maybe paint it blue. You know what I mean?
I think there's a good chance this will be like a variation on Thrawn. I don't know whether it will be Thrawn exactly.
I mean, I think if The Force Awakens has shown us anything.
Yes.
It's a ball droid. But also
one of the things.
No, but I think it's also that they're going to draw from the expanded universe, but they're not going to.
That's right. Not exactly. Yeah.
Because there's so much expanded universe, and people will be upset if their thing isn't there.
Yes.
And they'll be upset if they do like a Mara Jade and it doesn't.
Yeah.
It's not the Mara Jade
they
want,
cast
kind of thing.
Exact
exactly.
Yeah.
So I think it's a much safer bet to go all that stuff. It's legends.
Yeah.
You can say it happened if you want, but here's some new stuff.
That's right.
That is a little bit similar.
I mean,
but we don't have to pay Timothy Zahn anything.
That's right. I mean, you're going to get overlap though, aren't you?
Yeah.
Because literally every idea in Star Wars has probably been done.
Absolutely.
And these movies are just a variation on everything, either intentionally or unintentionally.
Yes.
You're going to hit similarity. So if you've got a grand Imperial officer who's beautiful with a flowing cape, you'd think like, well, that could be Thrawn or one of the 1,000 other moths that have turned up to run the Empire.
But no matter what, you're going to get some people going, why didn't they cast other Australian character actor Noah Taylor? You know, the one I keep confusing Ben Mendelsohn for? You know, those two? Which one was in Tomb Raider? Who knows? It was Noah Taylor.
It was Noah Taylor, wasn't it? Yeah. Very good. So, as you mentioned, Deadpool is out this week.
Yes, it is.
Critic reviews are in.
And?
Amazing.
Oh, there you go.
So that's very exciting. And this is not exciting for me. Ryan Reynolds has said there's over 100 Easter eggs in it.
Love it. Sounds like a few things you might miss.
Potentially.
It sounds like things people on the internet on YouTube might miss, and you are duty-bound and legally bound and bound by a gypsy curse that you have to list all of the things in a video. And you have to get it out first.
Well, here's the
you
thing
have to
as
be
well,
the funniest one.
I'm away next weekend.
Oh.
I got on a bloody Bucks weekend.
You want me to do it?
Do you want to do it?
No. Why would I commit to that? I'm not crazy. So you're going to have to do it while hungover is essentially what's happening.
Pretty much, yeah. But sometimes that's some of my best work.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, maybe I'm just like, I'm amazed I pulled this off.
Normally being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Okay, so look, like Mason said, we were going to do a versus episode. Thank you for all the suggestions.
That'd be great, actually.
We've probably got enough, but people can still send me if they want. There's a Reddit thread, which we're going to go through, tweets, a few emails.
Yeah.
We'll probably end up doing like 12.
Something like that. Because last week we said, hey, you think outside the box.
Yeah.
People definitely did. There's some super sweet ones in there. Yeah. So basically, it's our versus. If you haven't listened before, next couple of weeks we're going to do our versus episode.
Yep.
Any two comic book superhero-y junk literature kind of characters you want to see fight.
Yep.
We'll fight two one-on-one. We'll face them against each other. We determine who is the winner.
That's right.
All verdicts are final.
No questions asked.
Unless you have a convincing argument otherwise, in which case we'll probably just agree with you.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Whatever you think is true Man of Steel canon.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. So we are going to talk about the Super Bowl, aren't we?
Yeah, we are.
It's still running at this very moment. So like, you know, we said, maybe breaking news. Maybe we'll miss Spider-Man because he wasn't in the Avengers trailer.
No, that's
Sorry,
right.
Avengers, Civil War trailer. People are like, where is he? Why? Do you think we will see him before the movie comes out in April?
I reckon we will see one frame.
Right.
I think that's going to be like we did
with the Vision.
Yes.
But that was held off right until...
Until we got the eyes lighting
open.
Up. I reckon we'll get one frame. I was expecting, because we went through the trailer and then we got hashtag Team Iron Man, hashtag Team Cap, hashtag all the others.
Mm.
I thought we would have gotten hashtag Spider-Man like in the middle, like right at the end, but we didn't get anything.
No, there's no reference at all.
Mm.
Do you think, I mean, I know people are like, where is he? How dare you? It's smart not to put him in because it gets people... It builds up hype and expectation.
You want angry fans.
But you know what I mean? Because when it finally is revealed,
yes,
people are going to be very excited or whatever. Sorry, my bloody Twitter's blowing up, mate.
Yeah. Have we seen any? Because we haven't seen, like, there's no concept art for Spider-Man?
Nope.
There's no, like, merchant, because we got some merchandise promo
we
art
did, yeah.
real early
Not
on.
In it.
Not in that at all.
And the reason is because the person who sent that to me, who I will name, said that Sony, because Sony own the rights to Spider-Man, they have their own kind of thing going on.
Okay.
So that's why. And I'd imagine they'd be very careful with releasing what he looks like, the same way that we didn't see what Luke Skywalker looked like.
Yeah, true.
Force Awakens.
So we're gonna talk about this Civil War trailer.
It's only 42, 45 seconds.
We can talk about it for much longer than that.
Do you, like, how good's that bloody Iron Man bloody
he's
watch
got a, he's got his
glove.
The brand new Stark watch.
Yeah.
Looks great.
Oh, looks so good.
I mean, in a way, it's just brass knuckles in a watch.
Yes.
That probably exists already.
That can stop a bullet.
That's true, yeah. Mm. Mm. Yeah.
Did you see, like, I like the look of surprise on his face when Tony Stark was like, he was going to shoot me through the head.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting because you would assume that in this movie, it can go either way from time to time. Like sometimes we're like, well, Cap makes a good point. Oh, Iron Man makes a good point. Mm. I feel if you're going to shoot somebody point blank through the head, like if you're willing to do that straight up, I feel maybe your argument isn't worth listening to anymore. But see, we don't know the context. We don't know the context of that. Exactly. Yeah.
But man, initially I thought he'd shot him and his glasses were bulletproof.
Yes,
that's
me
what
too.
I thought.
Yeah.
That's what I thought it was. But we've seen kind of the Iron Man tech that kind of folds over him. Like we've seen it in the suit, the briefcase suit.
Yep.
It's like a mini kind of mini kind of version of that.
Which was the best part of Iron Man 2.
It was, wasn't
Do you
it?
Think this is going to be the best part of Civil War?
I honestly don't think
He's just waving it around. He's just waving it around for 20 minutes.
Do you reckon you could get one? Not the glove, but like the actual watch. Do you reckon you could buy that?
Oh, definitely. Well, when Avengers came out, remember he had, like when he comes into Stark Tower to encounter Loki, and he puts on those bracelets.
Little bangles.
He puts on the bangles so it can connect to the Mark 7 suit or whatever when he gets thrown out of the window. You could buy those.
Okay.
But you couldn't buy them as a pair. You could only buy them individually, and they were like $250 each.
Jesus.
Yeah. And they didn't summon an Iron Man suit. Yeah. Come on.
Totally, yeah. That's pretty
They should have built one, just one Iron Man suit.
Yes.
Right? And you buy them, you get put into the drawer.
Yeah.
Or like...
It just flies through the wall of your house.
Because, you know, like there's like some Twitter feeds. Like there's an Australian Twitter feed and like every week, like a different person is Australia. You know, that kind of thing.
What?
Doesn't matter. The point is, I feel maybe you should have bought these bangles and like for like a day... Everybody gets the Iron Man suit. You can do whatever you want with it.
You could kill a man.
You could kill many men. Anyway, I think, this looks very good.
Yeah, there's that weird chant going on, like, United. Yeah. Something.
Well, something I did notice is that because these are Super Bowl spots, they are all kind of super patriotic.
Totally.
Like, we'll talk about a couple in a second, but they're all very...
They're all like this.
There's a lot
they're
of
They're all hand on heart.
There's a lot of hand
throw,
on heart.
Throw a salute.
Other things I noticed in this trailer... Captain America does a very, very half-hearted leap through a window. I don't know if you noticed that. I'll just wind it back for you. Here we go. Look at this. Look at this. It's coming.
It's not playing.
It's not playing. All right, I'll hit play. Then it'll happen. Look at that.
Yeah, it's a little...
It was a teeny little one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe, yeah, I don't know. Maybe he's tired.
Well, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe that's, yeah. Okay,
maybe he's sad from Bucky trying to shoot.
Trying to through the head, yeah. Face. I guess so. Look, we get an appearance from the Falcon. Looks pretty good.
We get the team. There's a new Ant-Man suit.
Like there is a new. He's got the new helmet. Yeah, totally. Why do you think that is?
It's upgraded. Tech.
Upgraded. Oh,
that's
yeah.
Because that was an old. That suit was from like the 60s.
That's true. Yeah.
So, but you know what? They didn't really take advantage, or they didn't. There was never a point in the Ant-Man films where they were like, "This old suit doesn't work." It just worked perfectly.
Yeah, it was just kind of rubbery.
Yeah.
Here's something I noticed. That's not an Easter egg. So bloody calm down, everyone. It's the Flughafen Leipzig Halle airport.
Yes.
That's a real airport.
It is.
Just so everybody knows. But what I like to think is that as soon as this comes out, there's a massive like spike in Google searches for that because people are like, what does it mean? Who's this?
It was in the last trailer.
Does Doctor Doom own this? And they're like, and the airport people are like, oh, people are
hello.
Oh, maybe it's investors. Maybe Business they want to expand expand the airport. This is great. And then they're like, oh, stupid Avengers.
I pointed that out in my last Things You Missed trailer. Actually,
oh, very good.
Yeah, no, I'm all over it. Yeah, also, you see Captain America's shield. It's got like a scratch through it.
Okay,
which is presumably from Black Panther's vibranium.
Yeah.
Suit his get up. Yeah. So yeah, that's pretty cool. Now that's done nothing but kind of like excited me more for this.
Yeah.
For this,
and we do get a legitimate like, just a 6-on-6 face off or whatever it is. Just like,
do you reckon the Cheeds is dead?
Who do you think's in the suit then? Or do you think that?
No, because he takes the mask off and Cheadle's out.
Oh no! No, they can't kill him.
They wouldn't put that in the trailer either, would they?
No, I think he's just. I think he's just out for the count for a while.
And you see
that
in the other
one.
That
is the long-standing rumor.
Yes. Well, and you see in the other trailer as well, his arc reactor's torn out.
Yeah.
And I assume that's Bucky who's just ripped it out of his chest. Uh-huh. There was a rumor that they've shot, I think, three different endings in terms of somebody dying.
Oh, okay.
So, like, it'd be Cap, Iron Man, you know, maybe the Cheeds.
Yep.
Is there anyone you'd want to see die?
Ooh, let me check here.
Do you think they'd flip it? Because in the comics, at the end of Civil War, I guess, spoiler alert, it's Captain America gets killed. Well, it's not at the end, it's in the next story arc.
Uh-huh.
Do you think that they'd be like, well, we'll make it Iron Man and we'll twist it?
That's tough to say. Because there's ways to bring back... I'd say to be easier in the context of this universe, it's easier to bring Captain America back from the dead than it is to bring...
Because he's super soldier.
Because he's super soldier,
okay,
right?
Okay, sure, yeah.
And I mean, I guess...
You can use the Infinity Gauntlet,
you could use any kind of cosmic thingamajig, and they probably will.
Yeah.
Because that's how he came back in the comic books, basically.
Yeah.
But I guess you could bring back Iron Man as well? Like, if he had some sort of... Heart thing?
Yeah.
About a heart thing.
Maybe it's a death fake out. They can't do another death fake out, though. Every Marvel movie, there's a death fake out.
That's true, yeah.
Not every, but pretty much all of them. Mm. Yeah. Like Nick Fury's died like 8 times.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, like Coulson's dead and come back.
Yeah.
Who else is there? There's been a few. Like Loki's died like 15 times. Yes. So, you know. I'm excited.
Me too.
You know what else excites me?
What's that?
Weird Coke ads.
Weird synergy, branding, bring it together. Marvel, Disney, Coca-Cola Corporation. All hail Marvel, Disney, Coca-Cola. Yeah, that's a weird ad, isn't it? And what's weirder is we watched it. Yeah. We're like, oh, we should get put this in the podcast.
Oh, X-Men Apocalypse TV spot just came out. Ooh, we'll talk about that when it. We'll get to it. Yeah.
But we were like, oh, let's put this in the list for what we were talking about. And then you went to try and find it again, and it just disappeared.
It was gone.
Like
yeah,
the Coca-Cola.
Somebody else had up. I did.
Yeah, so we found it again, but the official one had disappeared, possibly because there was an incredibly massive universal dislike of it.
I felt that. Did you? Because we watched it together, and I was like, oh, that was unpleasant for some reason.
So if you haven't seen it,
yeah.
If you missed it on the Super Bowl airing, or you put it in your feed and Coca-Cola erased it before you could get to it. It's Ant-Man sneaks into Bruce Banner's lab and steals one of those little snack pack sized little Coca-Cola,
teeny tiny
cans of Coca-Cola. And then he goes, hey, I'm getting out of here, Bruce Banner. I'm taking your Coca-Cola. And then Bruce turns into the Hulk and causes massive property damage while chasing him down the street for the Coca-Cola. And then Ant-Man gives him the Coca-Cola to spare the deaths of innocents, I guess.
And the Hulk can't open it because he's big hands.
Big old hands.
Yeah.
And then Ant-Man opens it for him, and it's a delight.
And then Ant-Man has a little bit of Coke through his mask.
Yeah.
Inexplicably. Doesn't feature Mark Ruffalo or Paul Rudd in person.
No.
Paul Rudd's voice.
Yes. Also, where does this fit in the continuity?
Is it before?
If it's after Age of Ultron, then it has to be because Ant-Man had the Falcon in his new Avengers costume.
Yes.
Then that means Hulk's still on Earth.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
Where is he?
His lab. they found him he was just in his lab.
That's a really good point.
Yeah. Is that why they pulled it? Because it made no sense.
I don't know. I think as a kid I would have loved this.
Right, sure.
And I think you know,
it's more a cartoon than
it is. It's a fun little.
It's a Tom and Jerry cartoon more than it is an actual, authentic, real thing that we should be discussing the continuity of. But if we are discussing the continuity of it, where does it fit? It must be after Civil War.
It'd have to be after Civil War and after the Hulk gets back from his adventure with Thor.
Yeah.
That means, spoiler alert, neither of them die and they enjoy delicious Coke.
Maybe Thor dies though. Yeah, because we don't see Thor in it, do we?
We don't see Thor.
Yeah.
We'd have to get Chris Hemsworth, though. You couldn't just CGI him.
True.
So, you know.
Yeah.
Mm. Though Hemsworth does look like he's made of CGI.
They could have got Liam Hemsworth.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Discount Chris Hemsworth.
Exactly.
Do you think Liam Hemsworth will just take... There'll be one point in time where Hemsworth will get, like, Han Solo or young Indiana Jones and he will surpass Chris Hemsworth? Because that happens every now and then. Like a sibling will surpass the other one.
Kylie Minogue.
That was my exact example. That was my exact example. Yeah. Yeah.
Australian pop stars Kylie and Danny Minogue from the 80s who have very limited name recognition anywhere that people listen to this podcast. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think there's a role that he could surpass him?
Oh, yeah. Indiana Jones. Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Interesting.
Because I don't think the Hulk will... No, I don't think Thor will survive... Like, I don't know how many more solo movies he's got left, ultimately.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think Hemsworth would do it forever, though.
Yeah.
He seems
I think Chris Hemsworth will be famous forever.
Yes.
Like, he hasn't fallen into any kind of typecasting trap. Mm. He's doing well.
He did that Moby Dick one that nobody saw.
Did that Moby Dick one.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That was probably a good one, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
I heard it wasn't very good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think Thor's going to... I'm not going to stick around forever.
Okay, yeah, fair enough.
What if they get Liam Hemsworth as Thunderstrike?
I was going to say, please, that would be amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or Lady Thor. Ooh, we could do Lady Thor with Jane Foster.
Yeah.
All that Marvel stuff looks good.
Except for the Coke ad.
Except, oh yeah, sorry. Half of that Marvel stuff looks good.
Yeah, it does.
So do we want to talk the Batman v Superman airline thing?
Yes, absolutely.
I think there is an actual trailer for this coming.
Oh,
so we might miss it, because it was classified. It might not come out today.
Okay.
But at some point, soon. Yeah, because it was classified over the weekend. And it's like a 2-minute running one.
Wait, what was classified, the movie?
No, the trailer for the Batman Superman trailer. So they reveal the next major villain.
Good, great.
Yeah.
Finally.
You know what? You
know what I love? Brand synergy. Not being surprised by anything. Two things.
You're having a great day then.
Yeah, a great day for me.
You know what? I didn't hate the weird Turkish Airlines DC crossover as much as I hated the Coke one for some reason.
Okay, that's interesting.
I love seeing Bruce Wayne. Could you see the simmering anger?
Yes, you could see. So anybody who hasn't seen him, check him out real quick. Turkish Airlines, Batman v Superman, just Google that. I'm sure they'll be up.
Yeah.
But it's the real Turkish Airlines.
Yes.
Doing
one of our favourite airlines.
Absolutely. Didn't know they existed until just now. Probably go to that Flugelhaven.
I don't doubt it, yeah.
And they are advertising that they now travel to the fake holiday destinations of Gotham City and Metropolis.
Which is weird because those cities in this universe are next to each other. So do you think that they should just slap an airport in the middle?
Maybe a bus
terminal.
I
mean, they're like 4 blocks apart.
Probably Greyhound bus terminal. maybe a fast train. Monorail.
A monorail.
Why they building a monorail?
Did you see they built
that? You know why? Because monorail? Bruce Wayne would want... They would want different gauges of rail.
Sure.
Bruce Wayne and Lex Luthor, and it wouldn't happen.
Would have worked, would it?
Exactly, yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're both too pig-headed.
Exactly.
One has better hair than the other. You be the judge. Mm. It's Ben Affleck. Even though it's a wig.
But yeah, you were saying, so basically, they're essentially identical, but just reversed.
Yes.
They'll say, come to Gotham City, and then there's a speech from Bruce Wayne that says, hey, Gotham City's not so bad now, because
I put all the criminals in the Suicide Squad.
Yeah, that's right. And so come and it's great. Hey, I've helped everything. And then it cuts to him like as a passenger on the airline going, enjoy coming to Gotham. Good to see you. Coming to Gotham.
Yeah.
But you can see there's a simmering hatred that he resents because it's Bruce
it's
Wayne.
Double hatred.
It's double hatred because Bruce Wayne resents having to put on this nice face.
Yeah.
But also, Ben Affleck resents having to do this weird Turkish Airlines cross promotion. It's pretty good.
It's really good.
Yeah.
We
got Jesse Eisenberg as Lex Luthor.
Yeah.
I like how he's kind of, again, I'm not 100% sold on this weird performance.
No, not yet, yeah.
But I do like the fact that he's all dressed in white and he's very, I'm the super nice guy. I'm like Steve Jobs.
Yeah.
I'm bringing you technology and I love everything.
That's right, exactly. Yeah. There was actually this week, I think I tweeted it if people want to find it. It's prequel comics for Batman v Superman. There's one for Clark Kent, Batman, Lex Luthor, Lois Lane. And I think there's another one. I can't remember. And they kind of give you insight into where everybody is at before the movie.
These are official canon.
Official canon, yeah. No, they're definitely worth checking out. And this has a lot to do with, like, the Lex Luthor one definitely ties into this kind of man of the people. I'm in the face of Metropolis and whatever. I'm glad they got Lex Luthor and not Clark Kent because that would have made no sense. He's like, hey, I'm just a reporter. When I fly, well, I don't fly because I'm a poor reporter.
Yeah. But
come to Metropolis.
And then there's a shot of him in coach.
Yeah.
And he's just all cramped up because he's 6'2". He's like, oh, this is painful. And like somebody bangs his head with their hand luggage. That'd be so good.
Yeah, that would be incredible.
Yeah. Hey, could I get some water? Shut up!
Yeah, I want to see that version.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but no, I thought these were really well done. There was that weird bit where they're like, maybe you'll see our most famous celebrity, Batman.
Mm.
And but like, is he loved?
Yeah, that's...
Or is he like breaking bones? What is he... What's he at? Where's he at? Though in this prequel comic, they're like, Batman's gotten mean. He's real mean now.
Oh, really?
Like, he used to, like, just batarang a gun out of our hands, and now he'd just knock all our teeth off and leave us in a dumpster or whatever.
So is this from the perspective of...
Crooks.
It is from Crooks.
Yeah.
Who is the Lex Luthor one from the perspective of?
Lex.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do we see any of his... What is his... Do we see his childhood origin or anything like that?
No, none of that.
Okay.
He's just, like, at a construction site. He's like, I'm rebuilding Metropolis. All the investors have left, but me, Lex Luthor, man of the people, is still here.
Oh, I see. Right. Okay.
And then they're like, what do you think of Superman? And he's like...
Sure.
You know.
I love building monorails.
That's right, exactly. Two thumbs
pretty good.
Up.
Okay, that's good. I like that.
So that was super cool. Yeah. Do you wanna leave the X-Men? We'll do the other ones, we'll leave X-Men till the end
okay.
in case something else kinda happens.
Sure, absolutely.
Well. All right. So we gotta talk about the Jungle Book, don't we?
We gotta talk about it.
We can do it briefly.
Okay.
You know what? Good vibes from that trailer for me.
Okay.
Like maybe it was the song.
Sure.
Maybe it was Bill Murray. Maybe it was Ben Kingsley. Maybe it was Idris Elba.
Now, who was who in this? Murray was Baloo, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Idris Elba was Shere Khan.
Yes.
Shere Khan.
Mm-hmm.
Shere Khan, like the songer. The songer? Look, okay, I got to full disclosure. I recorded an 107 facts video for another channel before I did this, yes. And my brain is fucked. Like, I cannot. It took me, like, a couple of hours.
I didn't see you record it, but I saw the script you got sent.
Yes.
Did you just had to read off?
Yeah.
Upsetting. So I understand.
Look, I don't have to edit it, thank God, the actual video, because it'll be like 30 minutes. But yeah, it should come out really well, hopefully. What were we even talking about? Jungle Book.
Jungle Book.
Shere Khan is Idris Elba.
Yep.
And Ben Kingsley is the panther.
Okay.
And also, Walken is the orangutan, Christopher Walken.
There you go.
So, yeah.
More like Christopher Swinging. On Bloody Vines, eh?
Very good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's going to be Launchpad McQuack? Who's going to be...
Liam Hemsworth.
Oh!
Who could you get for Launchpad? Wrong. Yeah. I don't know. You need someone kind of big and weird. Maybe The Rock.
Hey, yeah, John Goodman. He could do the voice.
Yeah, he could. He could definitely. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Do you remember The Rock was going to be Johnny Bravo?
Yes.
Remember that thing that was going to happen?
Yeah.
It never kind of happened, though, did it? What's weird is you still see in Disney trailers, they're like, from the minds behind Pirates of the Caribbean. Stop saying that.
Sure.
There was one good one. Like, some people kind of like the other ones, but they're not really that well remembered or remembered at all.
But
like,
didn't they make billions of dollars?
Yeah, but nobody really...
But I feel like the Pirates movies are much like... You know how we remember the Resident Evil films?
I vaguely,
but you have some positive memories of some positive stuff that happened in them, right? There's some stunt scenes or whatever. I feel that maybe people don't remember the individual Pirates movies, but they do remember Johnny Depp running on a big stone wheel.
Yeah, that's right.
Literally the only thing I remember about those movies.
Good point.
Going, ooh.
But they could just go... They could go, look, we're the guys that do all the Star Wars and Marvel stuff.
Oh, yeah, sure, yeah.
Just have that written.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. So, whatever. And then they're like from the director of Iron Man, so.
Oh, yep.
You know, but the world looks amazing, right? It's an all CGI, it's mostly CGI, like the world. And like the kid is real. It's a real kid.
Sure, as far as we know.
As far as we know. Mm-hmm. But everything else, as far as environments, are all avatared.
I never would have picked that.
Well, now you know.
Well, technology's come a long way then.
It certainly has.
From all
they've probably
CGI
been
worlds.
While we've been doing.
You know what that means? What? Sky Captain reboot. Sky Captain World Tomorrow done right. Liam Hemsworth.
Do you really want to
Liam
see
Liam Hemsworth in the Orlando Bloom role? Was he in that? I'm thinking.
No,
of,
Jude Law.
I'm thinking of Jude Law.
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
And Angelina Jolie.
Yeah.
And I want to say Rachel Weisz was in that. No, Gwyneth Paltrow was in it.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
And they see positive memories. You don't remember much, but you remember it being really good.
They resurrected a dead actor. I can't remember which one.
Yeah.
It was like the dude from Lawrence of Arabia or something. It's not him. I can't remember.
Yep.
But yeah.
Great.
I'm going to say Orson Welles.
I was just going to say Orson Welles.
But
yeah.
You know what? I've got to check.
Please do.
I really want to know whose estate they paid off.
Synergy. Branding. Bringing dead people back to life against the wishes of their family because their family don't own the copyright. Synergy.
Synergy.
I love it. No surprises.
I don't remember hating Sky Captain.
No, it was fine.
It was fine.
And it was some sort of weird... It was some sort of weird robots they wanted to repopulate the planet by shooting sperm into space with a rocket or something.
Laurence Olivier.
You're thinking of Giovanni Ribisi.
Yeah, I am. No, yeah. Laurence Olivier
yeah.
was in it. Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Good stuff. Oh, Michael Gambon was in it. He was bloody Harry Potter's
See,
mate.
They could bring him... That's the character they could bring back.
Totally, yeah. Mm-hmm. Jude Law hasn't been... What's he been doing? He did some Don movies.
He did Spy. He was in Spy.
He was too. Yeah. Yeah, I enjoyed him in Spy. Not he wasn't as good as Statham.
No, that's
Statham
true.
Statham bloody.
Yeah.
He owned that film.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of owning that film,
yes.
Or bringing Dat Krang, as it
oh,
were.
Oh, yes. Oh.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles TV spot.
Yeah. We have hashtag.
Bring Dat Krang.
No.
They brought Krang Formation.
We have Krang Formation.
No,
thank
I didn't.
You.
No, Neo Taster on Twitter thought of that.
Okay,
so I can't take credit. Neon Taster, sorry. I got his name wrong last time, but I got it right this time.
Yeah, you did.
Neon Taster. It's weird that Krang turns up in. What does he even have that? Because when you actually see it in live action, even though it's something I want to see, I'm like, why does he have that? Why
what do
does
you
it
mean?
Have a human head? but a robot body.
Oh.
What is he doing?
That
like, it's not for blending in, clearly.
Sure, okay.
I mean, it's for intimidation and,
yeah,
I don't know, some kind of John Goodman lookalike competition. I don't know what it's... I guess it's just a mech suit that he fights in.
Yeah.
And it's got a... The actual dome that Krang sits in is like...
opaque.
It's like a two... like a one-way
mirror
or whatever, yeah.
Look, maybe it's for... because we don't see... like, we don't see anything that happens before that.
Yeah.
Maybe he's wearing a beautiful white cape. You know what I mean? Maybe he's like... maybe it's kind of... I could imagine kind of like a fake... not even a fake out, but like... because we obviously know it's Krang.
Yeah.
But like... where he, the aliens arrive and he's like, we come in peace. We're just like you, but much taller and bald and I'm wearing a visor kind of thing.
Yes.
And then they're like, no, he's a bad guy. And he's like, well, time to kill everyone kind of thing.
It mirrors a lot. There's a scene on top of a skyscraper kind of thing where this looks like where Shredder in a mech suit fights the Ninja Turtles.
Okay.
And this looks a lot like that. They're right. Like, yeah, we'll do that, but we'll just use Krang.
There we go, yeah.
So, you know, I am excited for this
Me
movie.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't... but also, I'm at the point where I don't really feel that Ninja Turtle movies are for me. So I'm okay if, you know, they aim them at kids or whatever.
Yeah.
That's okay. That's cool. Yeah. They got that Nickelodeon show that everybody seems to
that's
like.
That's right. We got a little bit of Stephen Amell running skateboarding. What's he doing?
That bloke's too old to skateboard, don't you think?
I think maybe he's hoverboarding. You know those little hoverboard things?
No, he's not.
That's what he's doing.
That would be horrendous.
I'm going to assume that's what he's doing.
That would be horrendous. What's the age where you should stop skateboarding? What's the cutoff
point? I know he's skating because he's got a hockey stick. He's skating.
There you go. What's the age where you stop skateboarding?
Look, I know people in their 30s who are still doing it.
Yes, but like at skate parks or just to get around?
Oh, like when should they choose a better mode of transport?
Or just even when do you... no, but you can... I can understand if you want to skate to work.
Okay,
that's
sure.
Cool.
Yeah.
Whatever, but like you're not going to go to a skate park and there's like 14-year-olds there and you're 36.
Oh, no, they're still doing that.
Who are these people?
I'll tell you later.
Why don't they have all broken ankles?
I'm sure they do.
That's going to happen.
Yeah.
Because
I'll show you a video.
Please do.
Yeah, later.
Are you in it?
No.
Damn it. Because I know you did nearly kill yourself on an electronic scooter once.
Yeah, I did that once. Yeah, that was fun. Yeah, we have fun over here. Anyway, this looks really good.
Yeah.
And by really good, I mean it looks pretty good. And I'll probably see it at the cinemas. But if I don't, I won't be that cut up about it. I'll see it on DVD.
Totally.
Mm-hmm.
Do
you think there's too much CGI?
I was going to ask you that. The Krang looks a bit CGI-y.
Yeah, and whole... situation on the top of the Technodrome or whatever they're doing.
Yeah, I'd say. Yeah, probably. But I mean, how else are you going to do it?
Exactly. Yeah.
And
it does look pretty good though. Like if you look at the back of Krang's neck, and I'm going to for a lot of it, it looks nice.
Does look nice.
A lot of good textures.
A lot of good textures, yeah.
Mm.
I want to see the guy who mo-capped that, how dumb he looks.
Andy Serkis?
Probably.
Yeah.
He's busy that bloke, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to talk about Independence Day Resurgence.
Yes, we are.
Thoughts?
Look, look, we need to do this bigger. The last one, look, it's been a lot of years. The last one was all about lasers shooting down.
Yes.
This time around, the people, it's going to blow their mind. We're going to have tractor beams pulling stuff up.
Yes.
It's going to blow people's minds.
And then dropping buildings in London and stuff.
Yeah.
You scoffed at the line when Jeff Goldblum's like, what goes up must come down.
Down, yeah.
Didn't really need to say that.
No.
He's a man.
But also I think what they may have done is just gotten Jeff Goldblum a room and given him a book of aphorisms and old sayings and stuff and just said, just read these in a dramatic manner.
A bird in the hand is worth
it. And we'll pick out a few we like and we'll build the CGI around that. It looks pretty good though.
Takes one to know one.
Yeah, that's right.
No, it does look good.
One tequila, two tequila, three tequila, floor.
Yeah, no, it does. It's got, you see Liam Hemsworth.
You see a Hemsworth.
Do you think he's going to, this is his role?
This is not his role. This is not his breakout role that will jump him ahead of Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah.
No, but.
You see the kid who plays Will Smith's son, because Will Smith's character is dead.
Yep.
You see the president to the old president is like, I'm still the president.
Yep.
But he's not the president because it's a new president.
Yeah.
Morgan Freeman's probably the president now or something.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Or maybe the dog that survived the first Independence Day.
That dog would be dead now.
Not if he's the president.
That movie is nearly 20 years old, and that dog would have been at least one, minimum.
Yep.
Which means that dog would be like 21 years old, and that barely happened. That rarely happens.
In dog years, that's a lot of years.
And you've got to also factor in what are the chances of that dog being alive and being president. Think about it.
Slim, but what if he goes, look, I'm a dog.
Yeah,
I've got 140 years of experience, life experience. What's this Joker got? Nothing. It's seven years his dog is, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's a good point.
He's got 140,
actually.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I guess
so. And he can talk for some reason in this scenario that I've invented. It's probably only technology.
You're probably right, yeah. Dog for president. I'm okay with it.
Exactly. What if what happened was at the end of Independence Day, the first one, the dog lives, right? And they're like, come on, dog, we'll get you safe. And he walks into like a room where they're testing all the alien technology. And there's like a translator and the dog goes, ho, ho. And then the translator goes, no new taxes. And they're like, oh, this dog's onto something. Oh.
Oh, good stuff.
I think so.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm looking forward to dog president. Independence Day 2, Air Bud 7.
Do you think, dog president?
Yes.
Do you think any of the politicians are going to turn out to be like mind controlled by aliens or something?
All of them.
Yeah,
I would say yeah. Because I mean, if we've still got Pullman
or Paxton,
yeah,
it is Pullman.
We've still got Pullman and or Paxton in this.
Yeah.
So I'd say,
and he's all paranoid. He's growing a beard.
Yeah, I think they're going to be like, he's going to be like, something's not right. Like when I was a president, things were, you know, it's dog president.
Things were different.
Yeah, things were different, and then. They're going to be like, you're just a crazy old man. You don't know nothing about presidents. Things have all changed since Mr. Snuffles got in. You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
The whole world's changed.
The world's changed.
But then it turns out
dog president.
Then it turns out like half of them are mind controlled or whatever.
Yeah, cool. Awesome.
And they'll switch. Because if this Earth has alien technology, it's going to have force fields and whatever.
Yes, true.
So there's got to be somebody to like have their pupils disappear and go white and then just zombie style wander over to the switch and pull it and switch the force fields off.
Gotcha.
Because otherwise, how are we going to...
That's a good point.
Yeah, otherwise it's going to be a completely fair fight and we don't want that.
No, that's not in the spirit of Independence Day.
Correct.
They really worked in the old the Super Bowl.
Yeah, absolutely.
It,
they
put in a Lady Gaga song. Mm-hmm. By the way, what an amazing rendition. Did you hear her?
No.
You know what I love about the US national anthem?
What's that?
It's just really uplifting and incredible and you can like shred it on a guitar.
Oh, sure,
and
yeah.
And ours is like... Australians. Like it's like a weird folk song. It's garbage.
Okay. All right.
And like you can only do it like as I just did it.
Yeah.
Or you get like a country and western guy to sing it and pluck it on a guitar. But you can
maybe
you
get
can
an Australian hip hop guy to do it poorly and regret it. No, I understand. You're right.
Yeah.
We haven't lucked out in terms of national anthems, have we?
No, yeah. It's just not very uplifting. There's the line, girt by sea.
Yeah.
And what does that even mean? I mean, I know what it means.
Yeah.
But it's a dumb line.
Yes.
All right, what else we got? Do you want to go Bourne or Cloverfield?
Let's go Bourne. Nothing happens.
He's got abs. Something happens.
Damon's abs are back. We get it, you know, we get a they're like, it's Jason Bourne, and we get a real brief sting of that Moby song. Like his theme song, Extreme Ways.
Yeah, Moby theme song.
Yeah, it ends all the bloody films.
I don't remember.
You know that one? I'll play it in a second.
Please do.
Okay.
So you were just I thought that looks okay.
Yeah.
That's what I. But
he's
were
back
like,
for some reason.
Probably some kind of, and he remembers everything. He mentions that he remembers.
Well, because
that bloody time.
Because the Bourne books just went forever.
Yeah.
They might still be making them.
I think they are.
Good.
Did the author die?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
They got Eric Van Lustbader.
He's one of the best, isn't he?
You'd think so.
I wouldn't know.
We wrote a book called The Ninja.
What's it about?
Ninjas.
Just one or multiple?
One. Just
okay.
The one.
Okay. Yeah, no, it's... Look, I'm indifferent to the Bourne movies, especially 2 and 3.
But that's the thing, though. Like, I remember them being very good. It's just they haven't...
I remember the first one being really good.
We're not compelled to...
You remember when he rode that guy down the middle of the stairwell?
Yes.
That was pretty good, wasn't it?
Yeah,
remember when he stabbed
good.
That guy in the hand with a pen?
That's
That's all the first one, though. Remember when he shot Clive Owen in the
first
arms?
First one. Yeah, okay.
There was a rumor that he was going to go up against the Jackal in the third one.
That's right.
And that didn't happen.
Yeah.
But I want to see that.
He didn't even fight Jack Black, who was in the Jackal.
Remember that? That was a good one, wasn't it?
Okay, here's his theme.
Okay.
You know that one? It's in the trailer.
No, I do know this.
Yeah.
It's very, it's kind of Bond-esque as well.
Yeah, sort of, exactly, yeah. You remember that one. That's enough so we don't get sued. There we go.
If you say no copyright infringement intended, then you don't get sued. Because that's what people do when they just copy videos. You just write that in and then you're okay. You can just...
Also, Facebook, I don't authorize the use of my images. You can't do it. Not allowed. I declare, as of the 8th of February, 2016, you can't do it.
Oh, jeez. They can totally do it. Exactly. They own everything on there.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
Because of synergy.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Brand awareness.
Brand awareness and synergy.
No, I'll definitely see it. I'm okay with it. Mm. I'm happy to be back to this universe.
It's hard, I guess, in these movies to have some sort of big action set piece you can bring people in with.
In the Bourne film specifically. Yeah, okay.
Because you can't have him, you know, fight ninjas on the top of a truck or whatever. Because it doesn't fit and it's weird and it'd be unrealistic kind of thing. So
you can't have him karate kick a dog off a building.
Can't have him president. Yeah, exactly. That's treason. Be executed for it.
What do you think he's been doing? Just pit fighting?
Yeah, pit fighting.
Crunches.
I was scared crunches.
You did the crunches
yeah,
motion.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
You did too much neck though.
Yeah.
It's all in the core, mate.
Yeah, all right, fine.
No, great, good, whatever. Mm-hmm. Cloverfield Lane, it looks like it's probably a monster.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? After the last one and I said, oh no, it can't. It looks more like it's a spiritual, they said it's a blood successor. Yeah, I felt it was more, it's at this point it's 50-50. Is it a kind of a reverse home invasion
sure.
film because he's dragged Mary Elizabeth Winstead into this house and he's pretending like there's something out there or it's an apocalypse or something, but now it does really look like the Cloverfield monster is still out there.
Yes.
But he does say, I knew this day would happen or something like that.
It's one of those weird, like, end of the world, build a bunker dudes, I assume.
Yeah, but he did say, I knew this day was coming. But if it is in the same universe as the Cloverfield monster, you'd still know if it was out there, right?
It depends when her accident happened.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Like, Winstead, you're saying, would know?
Well, no, I'm saying, if he's a crazy survivalist.
Yeah.
And he's like, I knew this day would come.
Mm.
Like, he's not a crazy conspiracy theorist if the Cloverfield monster is still out there.
Yes.
Hey, remember that time it blew up New York City? Oh, yeah. You're a crazy guy for thinking that's going to happen again. So crazy. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
I get you.
Yeah.
I get what you're saying.
Mm.
I think he's like equal parts paranoia and correct.
Okay.
Like, and maybe he takes it, maybe his paranoia is like, he takes it too far or whatever. But it looks like the world may be irradiated as well, potentially, or some kind of poison gas or something everywhere. Mm-hmm. Is that the sound of the Cloverfield monster? I think it is.
Yeah. Doesn't glow, though.
No, it doesn't glow. Cloverfield monster. That's a really good point.
That is a good point.
So it could be a helicopter or something.
It could be a helicopter making the Cloverfield noise to attract the Cloverfield monster. Or it could be the helicopter owned by the government making the Cloverfield noise to draw people out of their bunkers so they can throw them icy cold tiny cans of Coke because the government has been purchased by the Coca-Cola Corporation in this movie.
Synergy.
Yeah.
Yeah, good point.
What's been purchased by... It's not Slurm. What's the...
Slurm from Futurama.
No, but what's the brand that J.J. Abrams always puts in his...
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
It's not important.
No, I know what you mean, yeah.
But the only thing I'm thinking of is icy cold cans of Coca-Cola.
Totally.
So,
absolutely.
You know, why would I think of anything else?
Has this got you more jazzed or less jazzed for Cloverfield Lane?
More jazzed.
Me too.
Yeah. You know why? Because I don't care about reverse home invasion films or kidnap. I'm in a bunker or what? I want to see a giant monster. What happened to the giant monster? Did they kill the giant monster or not?
I don't think they did at the end of the last one. I think there's like a post-credits thing where it's like, it's still alive, the monster, the Cloverfield monster. Why is it called Cloverfield? This says it lands in theaters on the 11th of next month.
Does it say lands specifically?
No, it just says in theaters and IMAX.
Okay, because if it said lands, I'd be like, oh, it's the Cloverfield monster.
Oh, okay, yeah. Sure. Wait, that doesn't land, though. It wasn't from space. That was from the core of the Earth.
Was it, though?
I don't know.
Okay, so no, because in the...
Wasn't there a prequel comic or something?
There's a prequel comic where it does come from... It's like a manga.
Yeah.
And like a small boy befriends it.
And it's giant. It's enormous in the boy.
Yeah, it's giant.
Okay.
But I think... So, because in the final scene of Cloverfield, you see... What happened, like there's some leftover tape on the video and it shows what happened before the attack.
Yeah.
And something falls out of the sky and lands in the water.
Ah.
And the assumption is it can go one of two ways. Either it fell from space.
Yeah.
Or.
And then grew? Like it was like an egg or a little thing?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Or there's all, in the prequel comic, there's this corporation that is polluting everything and they have a satellite.
Typical.
And the other theory is that the satellite fell to Earth and it irradiated or detonated something and it woke up the monster.
Right.
So.
And then it was like, stop it.
Maybe we'll find out in this.
Cloverfield 2.
Yeah. Maybe John Goodman has all the answers.
He probably doesn't.
Yeah, probably not.
He looks like he's going to get hit with a bottle, though. So that'll be good.
Yeah, that'd be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah. All right, yeah. Should we watch the X-Men trailer? I'm not going to do a reaction. I'll probably just edit
no,
this.
We don't have the skill set to do a reaction video. The skill set is talking loudly over a video while it's still going, while people are trying to watch it, and missing important things, and having to go back.
All right, so when you hear us next, we will have seen it.
We'll have seen it.
Yep.
With our eyes.
Yep.
It'll be great.
Let's do it. Okay, so we watched
that. Whoa, I can't believe it! Reaction. No, we're no good at it.
Can you believe it?
Yeah, I can. Yeah.
I can also believe it.
First of all, Coldplay cover.
Yep, I hate it. You I like it? That song. I'm sick of that. Doing like, I'm doing a
was
slow
it
version of it.
Sounded like it was Lord.
Might have been Lord.
She's all right.
Yeah.
She's good.
Yeah. Good on. When did you bloody marry her?
Very young. Anyway, yeah, they're not necessarily in favour of that.
No.
See, that's the thing, like, that song isn't even from the 80s.
No, it's from like 2000.
They should have done, but I, you know what? I think they probably wanted
California Dreamin'.
No, the song from Donnie Darko,
Mad World.
Yes,
okay,
that would see that would work because it's a
sense,
Tears for Fears song. They could
put
that in, and you know, but they can't have Mad World, so they're like, what's the next best thing? Coldplay's Clocks.
I don't think it's Clocks.
I don't care.
It's Don't Panic.
Okay, right.
I think
good.
It's Don't Panic.
All
I
right,
might be wrong.
Okay, yeah. Right. Coldplay doing the Super Bowl halftime show.
Are they?
Yeah.
Let's have a look.
No. Nope.
Tune in.
Nope.
We're going to miss so much stuff, I feel.
That's fine.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So.
We can do a mini-sode afterwards. I'll come back.
All right.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll do that.
Okay.
X-Men.
Yeah.
Looks good.
Looks
I'm
good.
I'm okay with it. There's missiles. The world is disintegrating.
Magneto's wearing a comfy flannel.
About time.
Yeah. All stuffy with his suits and ties.
Sometimes he wears a bloody turtleneck or whatever.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, if he's going to a club or something.
What else do we get? Okay, we got what is definitely a dream sequence, the James McAvoy Professor X fight. Because there's no way he'd swing a punch.
No. Though, someone pointed out to me he has swung a punch before. He punched Magneto in Days of Future Past.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, but that's old Magneto. That's old Magneto like Professor X.
Yeah, good point.
So my feeling would be, like, he's at that point, he's like, I'll give punching a whirl. You know what I mean? But at
sure.
this point, he's like, I'm all mind power all the time.
Yeah,
so
point.
I feel like, and see, he's swinging a punch. Like,
yeah.
And we're supposed to infer that like, he's... Like in this, I would assume in this sequence.
Mindscape.
Like in this mindscape, thank you.
Mm.
He's like, he's the master of his domain, so he's expecting to just cave Apocalypse's head in. And when he doesn't, he's like, ooh.
Now he's big.
Now he's real big.
Yeah.
I think want him to be real big in real life, though.
I honestly think that's the only time we're going to see him grow real big.
It's disappointing.
The point of him is to have a big, dumb, rubbery fish mouth and to grow big.
Exactly. Big drill hand.
Yeah, that's right.
Basically, I want a cinematic version of that X-Men arcade game. An X-Men versus Street Fighter game. We fought Apocalypse.
Did you hear a guy was making an animated X-Men series which has like the graphics of the arcade game?
Wow.
But
yes,
Fox and Marvel, or one of them, shut him down.
Disappointing.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, and it looked really cool.
It's a shame.
Oh, well. Yeah.
We get
Psylocke.
First, is this the first thing we've seen of Psylocke? The first?
I'm not sure. Well, we've seen images, but it might be the first emotion. Yeah.
Looks great.
Cuts right to that bloody car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It does look like a bit, if you watch it, it's very kind of on wires, the way that she kind of spins.
I was
going
to say it's a bit music video-ish.
Sure.
You know? Be like a Imagine Dragons video clip. You know what I mean? You know
Absolutely.
What I'm talking about?
I know what you mean, yeah. We see Angel punching somebody.
Yeah.
But he's got his regular wings.
Mm.
I think it might be Nightcrawler from the look of... It's a blue guy. It could be Beast. Could
yeah,
be
no,
Apocalypse.
It is. It's Nightcrawler because you see him...
You see the, like the...
Puff of smoke.
Puff of smoke,
you see him bamf.
Yeah.
You see him do a bamf. That's definitely Nightcrawler. We see new
Cyclops.
Generic Cyclops.
Yes. He'll go on to do bigger and better things.
Yeah.
What do you think of Oscar Isaac as Apocalypse?
I think well,
good,
we don't.
I mean, I think it's a good choice.
Yeah, totally.
Obviously, we haven't seen it.
We haven't seen anything.
No.
Really, yeah.
I still think they should have CGI'd his nose off and give him the big mouth. He's got the line down his face where the mouth should go.
What happened to that? We saw that. There was a negative reaction to how he looks, and then we saw that additional
I don't know whether that was real
art
or not,
something.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I'm hoping, and I think
maybe
you
evolves.
Said this. Yeah, like he's got different forms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this one, no nose, giant with a drill hand.
Yes, please. And he's choking out Jennifer Lawrence.
Yep.
Probably because she wants to leave the X-Men franchise.
That might be it, yeah.
Yeah.
Does she?
Yeah, well, she's done after this one.
Okay.
She might do another one, but she was contracted for three. So this is... This is it for her. Yeah. Oh, maybe, you know, who knows? Mm-hmm. Yeah. But no, and the good thing is this one comes out in May. So we've got Deadpool this month, and we've got Batman v Superman next month, and we've got Civil War, and then we've got this, Apocalypse. Nice. So like the next like 4 months are great. Plus, there's probably a Ninja Turtles movie in there somewhere.
Absolutely.
So.
No, and you know what else is going to be in there?
Mm. Synergy.
Synergy.
Yeah,
exactly.
You did the synergy motion.
Yeah.
Everybody listening at home. Well, that's all that we've seen as of so far.
Yeah.
Isn't it? That's all the. I mean. You've got something on this afternoon, so we can't kind of sit around and wait for something else to land.
Yes, but if something else does, if some big stuff lands...
And it has to be pretty big.
Pretty big.
Yeah.
Like if we do see Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Look, if it's just regular size, if it's on the scale of this kind of stuff, we'll probably talk about it next week in the news. But if it's big, if it's Spider-Man big, I'll come back, we'll do a mini-sode, we'll tap, you'll see it in the bloody feed,
exactly.
Mate.
I might even put it on YouTube or whatever. We'll see how we go.
Maybe we'll do a reaction video.
Maybe we won't.
Yeah.
Did you hear about the reaction controversy thing that happened?
No, tell me about it.
That's not that interesting. But the Fine Brothers are a YouTube channel.
Interesting
network.
So far.
Thank you.
Are they real brothers or fake brothers?
They're real brothers.
Okay.
And they basically decided to make this network where you can...
Is this YouTube gossip?
Is this you and your YouTube pals palling about? I stay out of all of this kind of shit.
Okay.
I don't really... There's only a few kind of people I talk to. I don't feud or argue.
Okay,
I don't
good.
Give a shit. Like, I think there's... I don't know, there's too much of that. But so they... So they do like kids react to...
Oh, yep, okay.
Oh, like old 90s pop songs.
And kids react to old video games or
yeah,
whatever. 90s react to weird little arcade things that you keep on your desk.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Kids would love this.
Yeah.
It's right up their alley if they like garbage things.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, so they were like, what we want to do, we want to license this out. So if you're in, say, Spain or anywhere in the world, you can use this format and then we will share revenue.
Uh-huh.
It costs nothing up front, but then we split the income.
Mm-hmm.
And people did not take kindly to that. They're like, you're taking over the internet or whatever. And it turns out the reason also people got upset was because they'd patented kids react, teens react, elders react, and they also patented the word react.
Oh, okay, yep, great. Right. Yeah, I saw that headline, yeah.
And they maintain, and I genuinely think that they mean this, that they weren't going to go and take down everybody's react videos.
Right.
Though I would be okay with that. That's fine, I don't mind. So there was... I think people were like, we don't like where this is going. Like, if you could patent to that, then you can patent, like I could patent, say, things you missed or whatever, and then take down.
Maybe you should.
Maybe I probably should.
I'm making the synergy symbol, and then I'm making the dollar symbol.
That's right. But the thing is, as well, they weren't the first to do this.
Yeah.
So the reaction to this came from, well, you didn't invent this. You don't have the right to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't trademark the concept of
reacting to a thing. Yeah.
Right. And look, I don't think that they had bad intentions. Mm. I don't believe that at all. But the other thing was that they have, or their network has flagged other videos who have done similar concepts and taken them down. So they've come out and said, look, we're aware of that's happening and we're going to release all those copyright things and we're shutting down React World. So it's a thing that's not happening. But from this, they bled like 400,000 subscribers or something.
Oh, okay.
So they were at 14,000 and they took quite a dive. And look, I can understand why people got upset. I totally get it. I don't think there's things that these things, nobody owns these things.
Sure.
You know what I mean? It's it's a bad road to kind of go down. It, you know, it just leads to synergy and corporations.
Exactly.
And
don't get upset. We'll all just enjoy a frosty can of Coca-Cola in the mini size.
Yeah, that's
fun to
right.
take on the go. You know what I mean?
It won't kill you. It won't lead to obesity.
Not at all.
Drink as many as you can.
Mm.
So, yeah, look, it doesn't affect me directly, but it is the kind of thing where if this became the norm, like if somebody could patent, say, things you missed, I didn't invent that.
Yep.
Other people have done it before me. But like it would be like if I patented and then I started taking down everyone else's videos and mentioned it. Do you know what I mean? So I totally get where people are coming from. But then you got people are like, because these guys are Jewish and they're like, oh, the Jews are taking over Hollywood and the industry. So there's a lot of that as well.
Ugh.
Not a lot, but, you know, enough where you're kind of missing the
more
point.
More than none.
Yeah, more than none.
It's too much.
So, yeah, so that's kind of, there was a big bloody uproar from that. So what I think is, in general, I don't care, but I can understand that if this was a thing that did happen and somebody could do this and use it in a negative way, that's what I think.
Okay.
What do you think?
I say open it up to all. Niños react. That's children react in Spanish.
Very good.
I mean, I don't know what react is in Spanish.
It's probably react with an O on the end.
Yeah, it is.
That's probably racist.
Yeah.
Well, you know what it's time for then.
What's it time for?
Our favourite segment of the
Ooh,
show.
Oh, what we reading?
What we gonna read.
Oh.
I'm doing the thing. What are we reading today? Do you have anything that what you're going to read or what you did read?
I did read. I watched The Hateful Eight, finally.
And?
It was all right.
Yes, it's a bit like that, isn't it?
It's a bit like that, isn't it? Look, there's stuff to like in it, but it's also, and I'm way behind. Like, everybody's seen it already or hasn't seen it. But,
sure, yeah.
It's in this weird middle ground where it's like there's a lot of heavy stuff going on, like a lot of heavy themes.
Yeah.
But also there's a lot of super cartoony violence. You
sure,
know what I mean?
Yeah.
It is kind of, it's more like a play though.
Definitely.
Like, because it's just, it's all pretty much the one room.
Location. Yeah. And it's kind of filmed that way where you get the, like it's filmed on panorama or whatever.
Yeah, yeah,
and it's
totally.
Like you see the entire room.
Yeah.
Yeah, the cabin.
Yeah. But have we talked about, like, I think when Quentin Tarantino was in Australia, he confirmed there's a long-standing internet theory. Have we talked about it already?
We haven't talked about it, but I know.
Well, he confirmed this long-standing internet theory that some people believe that some of the movies in the Quentin Tarantino universe are the real, like his real world, and some of the movies are the movies that the characters in that real world watch.
Yes.
Which is like, and there's debate on which are which, but the idea being, I think that his real world that exists is so incredibly violent.
Yes.
Either because the movies they watch are so violent or because
of Hitler being shot
in the face. Yeah, it's some people say that Inglourious Basterds is part of, say, the Pulp Fiction universe.
Yeah.
And the reason that the Pulp Fiction universe is so violent is because World War II ended with Hitler being machine gunned to death in a burning theater.
Yes.
And that also, that the movies they watch are a reflection of how violent their universe is.
And the movies they watch are Grindhouse, Kill Bill, and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. So like in Pulp Fiction, Uma Thurman's character talks about how she was in a TV series called Fox Force 5.
Yes.
And that Kill Bill is the movie version of that, essentially.
Yes.
Because they're all, like there's a karate expert and an explosive expert or what have you. Kind
totally.
Of thing. Yeah.
So Fox Force 5 is a fictional TV show in the Kill Bill, which is a movie in the Pulp Fiction universe, which is a movie in our universe.
No, I think Fox Force 5 is a TV series in Pulp Fiction, or it was.
Yeah.
And I think that Kill Bill is like a movie homage to that.
So
if you lived in the Pulp Fiction universe, you would watch Kill Bill.
Great.
Great.
But overall?
So where this stands.
Oh, because it's a weird blend?
My assumption is that this is a Western. If you're in the Pulp Fiction universe, you would watch this Western.
See, I thought it was the real kind of.
Real? Okay.
Yeah, because there wasn't like a crazy kung fu fight or aliens or zombies or
that's
any of that
true.
Stuff. Or, yeah.
But there was a lot of people vomiting their
blood
entire stomach contents out. So
that's true.
Yeah.
Being shot in the balls.
Yeah.
Which is a thing that can happen in the real world, I guess.
And Channing Tatum.
Yeah.
He's not real.
He can't be.
Can't be real.
No.
So I don't know. I don't know where this stands.
Yeah.
I'm more confused than ever. Thanks, Quentin Tarantino.
You've done it again.
Done it again, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did you think about the acting, though? All the acting. All the performances.
Good
Bruce
work.
Stern?
Is it Bruce Stern's Stern? In it. He's great. Yeah. Good.
Samuel L. Jackson. Pretty great.
Pretty great.
With his Lincoln letter and all that kind
yeah.
of. Kurt Russell. Always good to see him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And as you were saying, he's full of vigor.
Yeah, because you were like, he's so frail.
He's so frail in Fast and Furious 7.
Yeah, but no,
and
not
now
this
he's back.
One.
He's
yeah.
back.
He's back elbowing a
next?
Woman in the face.
I'm look it up.
Fast 9 or wherever
is
else.
Is he back for that? Okay.
I don't know. I'd have to check.
All right, no, I'm going
to
look it up.
All right, you check.
Okay.
And in the meantime,
he's going to be in The Thing in 1982.
That would be a good one.
Yeah.
I love that movie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that didn't do well. Like, people are like, this is gross and we hate it.
Makes sense.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Ahead of its time.
Totally.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, what have you been watching, reading, etc.?
I watched a bunch of stuff this week, but the only thing I can remember off the top of my head, I rewatched Interstellar.
Oh, yes. Oh, just before you get started.
Yep.
He's rumored to be in Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
Oh, yeah. Like a Star-Lord's dad or something or whatever. That's the rumor.
Ego the Living Planet.
Even
no, I'm just kidding.
Better.
Let's not do it. Don't do it, guys. For real, don't do it.
Because I remember seeing Interstellar and I enjoyed it. You didn't love it as much, though, did you?
No.
So it was interesting to go back a year or a couple of years later and see how it held up. It's more harrowing than I remember. Like,
oh,
it's
sure,
really
yeah.
kind of very tense in terms of like time is ticking away and he's everyone is getting older as he's staying.
All his
the
family's
same.
Dying. And
exactly.
Yeah. See, I would have. Now that I think about it, and I haven't rewatched it, but now that I think about it, if the movie had been a fun ride and the sci-fi didn't make any sense, or the time travel or whatever, I would have been okay with that.
Yes.
Or if it were a harrowing ride
and
it made total sense, fine as well. But maybe it's just
You don't think it made enough sense? You don't think the love in the bookcase with the
gravity? No, love in the bookcase. Didn't know. Stop it.
They should have called it love in the bookcase.
Should have called it love in the bookcase. Should have got bloody Nicholas Sparks.
But I got to say, I did still really enjoy it.
That's fair.
It feels like it's 8 hours long.
Yeah.
Like, and it can't possibly be that long, probably. Yeah.
What do you think about Tumbly Robots, though?
Tumbly Robots?
The Tumbly Robots.
Oh, I love that.
Okay, good.
What did you say? It's amazing that you see those and you don't laugh.
Yeah, it is.
No, I love some tumbly robots.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I'm all for it. So, I don't know. It was interesting to go back. I think I said at the time that I think it'll be, like, regarded as a classic.
Yep.
And I still think there's a chance that it'll go kind of the 2001 Space Odyssey kind of direction.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
And even like this.
They'll be sold in double packs.
That's exactly
before
right.
Too long, yeah.
That's it. Let's do a different segment.
Okay. Wait, is there anything we're going to watch? / read.
What's out this week? Well, Deadpool.
Deadpool's coming up. Yeah,
you're totally. Going to do that.
I should catch up on
video.
Supergirl.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, all right. Fine.
I've been watching Legends of Tomorrow.
What do you think?
I like it.
I'm still behind.
They were still in the 70s this week, and I'm like, get out of the 70s. Uh-huh. I'm sick of this. But did you watch X-Files this week?
No, I'm behind. Apparently, it's great.
You'll love it.
It's the third one, right?
Yeah, it's really good.
That's what people are
saying.
It's
like you talked about, like, it's kind of funny and irreverent. It's the X-Files that you love.
I do. I get to that.
And it's the guy who directed that one that you love as well. The one the with Frank Barone.
Yeah, sure. Mm. Yep.
It's got Murray from Flight of the Conchords. You know Murray from Flight of the
Conchords? Yeah, I know who you're talking about,
What's his name? I can't remember.
Taika Waititi?
No. The manager from Flight of the
Conchords. Oh, I can't remember his name.
He's good.
Yeah. Mm. Is there anything new happening? Do we have any more news?
No, I was waiting for you to play the theme.
Oh, right. Hang on. I mean, do we have any more, like, Super Bowl news?
Oh, no. No Super Bowl news. I mean, it's just two people kicking the ball around.
Lettuce.
The classic one was lettuce. Oh, lettuce. We love you. Some lettuce. They're only a day away. Hang on, they're here right now. We're going to do lettuce.
So if you want to send us a letter.
Do it.
weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com or hashtag theweeklyplanet.
Please do.
We'll find it on Twitter.
We will. We definitely will. This one is from Gaskell David, @GaskellDavid, two L's on Twitter. What are your views on Emma Watson being rumoured as the next Doctor now that Peter Capaldi has quit?
Great.
Yeah?
Wait, did he quit?
I don't know if he did. Let's just check that.
This letter's full of holes.
Yeah.
Completely accurate.
Well, that would mean he's only done... It just says, there's rumours that he will. Because I guess he'll probably leave when Moffat leaves.
Yep.
Like, he'll do the next Christmas special and maybe he'll bail.
Yep.
So I can't imagine, because Peter Capaldi will be like 80 when that rolls around.
That's true.
Because that's coming, there's a Christmas special this year.
Uh-huh.
And then there's like another season next year. Maybe, at some point, yeah. Do you think Emma Watson would do it?
Well, that's the issue. If she was in talks to do it, I would like to see her.
Yeah, the rumor is that they're courting her. That's exactly right. Yeah. Like I can't imagine her taking it on. I think she'd be really awesome. As I've said before, I think they've been building towards a female doctor for years.
Yep,
and they've been sowing the seeds, like the way that the Master can change sex.
Yeah,
which proves that Time Lords can do that.
Yeah, and we got River Song.
Yep, exactly.
And Missy. Is they're like, well, she's capable and she's this, but she's also a woman.
That's right.
We can have everything, guys.
We can have everything. So, why not change it up?
Yeah, and, totally. Is she going to do it? Would she do it?
I don't think she'd do it.
Yeah,
yeah.
Is she on Twitter? Let's find out.
Let's ask her on Twitter.
Yeah, great. Let's
she's
not do that.
Got a billion
okay,
followers.
Here's some other popular suggestions in the fan base right now as replacements. Benedict Cumberbatch, not going to happen.
Nope,
never going to happen. Ben Whishaw, who's Q
from the James Bond
films.
Matt Smith, maybe though.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. That's often the case when they're like, we need a replacement. They'll be like, this identical guy.
Yeah.
But
you got to go different.
You got to go different. Yeah. But you can't go crazy different.
Yeah.
Richard Ayoade.
Oh, yeah.
That would work.
That would totally work.
But would people see him as anything other than Moss from The It Crowd?
That's a good point. I think you just should play it as Moss from The It Crowd. I've been watching a lot of that lately.
Uh-huh.
God, that's a good show.
He could play it as his regular self.
Yes.
Who is kind of, from what I can tell, like miserable all the time. Like he's funny, but he's
real
low down.
Key
on, he's low
down,
key and he's down on himself, and he's like, "Oh, people, hope my movie doesn't fail." Oh, you know, Chiwetel Ejiofor, that's back as well.
Yeah, he won't do it.
No, he won't do it.
Yeah.
It's got stuff.
No, I think they'll do something very different in terms of what we have seen so far and even in comparison to Capaldi.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I think they'll like also, will people accept an old man? Because if they accept an old man, they'll accept a woman or a black guy. So, you know, we'll see how that
goes. Where can we go next?
This is from at George Porges.
Ooh, George Porges.
What do you think of Fox's new show, Lucifer Guys, based on the Vertigo comic book?
Is it called Lucifer Guys? Yes. I've watched that.
He's got Lucifer in these ones.
Oh, yeah.
So, no, it's just called Lucifer.
Yeah.
You seen it?
I haven't seen it yet.
Me neither. No. Good. I've got a backup question.
Okay, good.
Because I thought you might not have seen it, because I haven't seen it.
It's on something, though. It's on like one of our... Doesn't matter.
Yeah. I do want to see it. I've heard it's okay. Uh-huh. This is from at Nickel Merman. So many M's in that. It's like four M's. Anyway.
Yes.
Four M's and an R. And when you get an R and an M together, it looks like a really long M.
Yeah.
Do you think
like Irma Watson?
That's right.
From the Harry Potter films. We've been saying it wrong this whole time.
Do you think Batman v Superman Luthor will ever be buff like comic Luthor?
No.
You reckon he'll... You don't reckon he'll get like that rangy buff?
Oh, he could get rangy buff, yeah. But he won't get... buff.
Yeah, he can't.
He can't. It would.
Yeah.
They'd have to
give him that weird Will Ferrell Zoolander muscle suit.
Or they could reverse Captain America him.
Oh, yeah.
But that doesn't...
Why?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
No, I think there's a chance that there'll be another Luthor because he's George Lucas. He's George Lucas. No,
You think he's Lex Luthor Jr.?
He is Lex Luthor Jr.
Right.
So I think that...
But you think Senior's still alive somehow?
It's possible, okay. And I think it depends on how he's received.
Who would you get as Lex Luthor Sr.?
Vincent D'Onofrio. No, you couldn't do that. You'd have to go... Billy Zane?
Sure. The default bald guy selection. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I know. I shouldn't
just imagine people that still have hair and then remove their
hair. I can't do that, though.
Okay, all right.
Because you don't know what they look like until they shave their head.
Yeah.
Remember what happened to Timmy the Elephant when he shaved his head?
Yeah, that's true. But you know what? They could use Warbler.
What's Warbler?
It's like that heat... It's cosplayers use it. Yeah. They make like props with it. You heat treat it and they just put it on his head.
Like a Play-Doh?
Yeah, like a Play-Doh on his head. They could put Play-Doh on his head.
That sounds like something when you take it off, it takes all your hair with you.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know.
What about Michael Chiklis?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
No. I don't know. I don't know. You have to get someone big and imposing, but they'd have to be at least 50.
Powers Booth.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think they might have, even if they go Lex Luthor Sr., because Jesse Eisenberg, Lex Luthor, is supposed to be about 30.
Yeah.
So then you'd have to cast someone at least 20 years older.
Yeah, yeah.
So you can't, I don't know, would that work? Yeah, Powers Booth, who's at least 87.
Hundreds of years old.
Hey, Nick and James, last letter. This is from the GMO one. I was just wondering, how do you think Deadpool is going to fit in the X-Men universe after his movie comes out? The movie is based in present time with X-Men Apocalypse being set in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Since his movie is R-rated, do you think they'd be able to put him in any other movie without fans being outraged that it's not hardcore enough? Hope you guys pick my letter, brackets, email. Love the show, keep up the work. Gary from Dublin. P.S. Can you give a shout out to my friend David who moved to Belgium this week and he loves the show too. And he used the right too. So that's
very
good.
Good.
Shout out.
Guten Tag.
Is that what they Belgian?
No.
I don't think it is.
It's fine.
I think they speak a variety of languages in Belgium because it's on the border of so many countries.
Well, aren't they cosmopolitan? Good on them.
Yeah, what do you think? I mean, they've said...
I googled Powers Booth bald. There are literally no results for that. Like, he's never done a rot. So I would suggest...
He can't be bald.
He's too powerful to be bald. I think maybe that's the... Hey, he was kind of bald in Sin City. Anyway.
What do we got? So, I think if he transitions into some X-Men movies, which I think he will, I think people will be okay with him it all being toned down because it's
absolutely,
X-Men movie.
Yeah, uh-huh.
As long as he keeps having his R-rated movies,
yeah,
I think people will be accepting of that.
Exactly, and I think
I mean, Machete is in Spy Kids.
That's very true.
So there you go.
Exactly. I think they'll do. I'd say they might give him some extreme violence off screen.
Yeah.
And also, like, it seems to me in Deadpool, he's mostly just fighting goons.
Yes.
And he can machine gun them to death.
Mm.
But if they put him in an X-Men movie, he's probably going to be fighting mostly mutants.
Oh, okay.
So, there's so many ways around it. They just give him all personal force fields, give him super speed, whatever, so he can't You know, he's in. He can be there as a comedic presence. He can beat up some bad guys, but they're too bulletproof or swordproof or whatever for him to get him like that. You know,
absolutely.
What I mean?
Yeah.
There's so many ways around it.
I'm really looking forward to seeing how the X-Men factor into this movie.
Yeah.
With Colossus and Negasonic Teenage Warhead. You see the X-Mansion in one of the TV spots or trailers, and you see the Quinjet.
Right.
Not Quinjet. Blackbird.
Yep.
So, no, it's super cool that these are in the same universe. I think this is going to really boost the whole Fox Marvel universe as well, especially after Fantastic Four, which seems to be the opposite of this.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
I think the next, and the rumor was as well that, you know, the next Fantastic Four movie was very quietly cancelled.
Yeah.
That Deadpool 2 will take that spot.
Great.
And, you know, the director of this as well, this is like his first movie. He's like 50 as well. Like, and he's just ripped out this, like, apparently amazing movie.
Where did he come from?
I don't know. Frozen in Time? I'll look him up.
Yeah. So, but we don't, it will be interesting to know because we don't know what the relationship is between Deadpool and the X-Men. Like, we know he knows Colossus.
Yes.
For some reason.
Yeah. I mean, maybe he's seen him on TV.
Oh,
whatever.
That's a good point. Yeah.
So he's done, the director's only done short films, but he's written a bunch of stuff, including A Gentleman's Duel, a short from 2006. Mm-hmm. But he's mostly like does visual effects stuff. Producing and second unit directing and things like that. So he's just done kind of a bunch of like minor, not minor. They're major things that a person can do.
Yeah.
It looks like he's really. It's good to see when a director comes in out of nowhere and like knocks something out of the park.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
Super cool.
Yeah.
Very exciting. And you're not excited at all, are you?
I'm super excited.
I knew you were.
I'm super excited for. Oh, it's Deadpool next week.
I know. Or in like 3 days.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's Monday.
This week.
Yeah, because we were postponed in recording this.
Whoa.
Yeah, but I think that's the show for this week.
It is, unless there's any more
Super
Bowl news.
Let me just double check. Why don't we just sit in silence for half an hour? You cool with that?
Yeah, let's do that. It'd be great.
Where can people find us?
Oh, they can find us at Weekly Planet Pod on Gmail and Facebook and Twitter and Bandcamp.
Yep.
Commentaries.
We're going to try and get a... Batman v Superman, not sorry, a Man of Steel commentary up before Batman v Superman, right?
Right, we can do that.
I bought these new controllers so we can
do our classic, almost never recorded YouTube series Never Go Back where we play some video games.
That's right.
So you don't have to because they're all terrible.
That's right.
Video games of the past.
Correct. Or just any video game, really.
Yeah.
And also we have the Amazon code below where if you go to Amazon, you want to buy something that throws us a couple bucks. It doesn't cost you literally anything. You just shop as per normal.
Yeah, so if you're thinking of buying anything on Amazon, anything you want, just your regular Amazon shop, they have everything.
That's
right. And the prices are really low, so they must be up to something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's exactly
it. We've got the link in the description. Just click that. You go through a regular Amazon. You buy whatever you want. And is there any weird stuff this week?
I'm just having a look through now. A lot of graphic novels.
Very good.
Like Superman, and then you've got comics and the like. You've got this book called Egghead or You Can't Survive on Ideas Alone. I don't know what that is, but that sounds amazing. Craven the Last Hunt. That's pretty cool. Go the Fuck to Sleep, which is a children's book.
That's right. Yeah. And I believe that is narrated. There's an audio version of that narrated by Samuel L. Jackson. Yeah.
Oh, U571 Collector's Edition. Ooh. Bon Jovi and Matthew McConaughey together at last.
Very nice.
Monty Python, that's a good
one. Also, I'm at Wikipedia Brown on Twitter.
I'm at Mr. Sunday Movies.
Follow The Weekly Planet.
Yes.
At The Weekly Planet on
Please
Twitter.
Please do, he knows what he's doing.
What else? Patreon.com/Mr. Sunday Movies
yep.
If you want to throw in a buck or two.
Just throw in 10 bucks.
Yeah.
Throw in no bucks.
Throw in no bucks, just listen for free, it's fine.
It doesn't matter.
Tune out a couple of minutes ago, it's fine, it's all right.
We're okay with it, aren't
we? Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think that's pretty much it. Oh, someone bought Vegemite, thank God.
Great.
That's really, really
good. To know that our national treasure is available on Amazon for purchase.
Someone bought Red Tails on DVD, the George Lucas produced World War II
fighter pilot thing. Yeah, great.
It's apparently not very good.
Ooh.
There you go.
Well,
so the guy who bought that.
Send us
girl,
a review.
Tell me what you think of
that. Yeah.
Yeah, super cool. Look, like we said, if there's a big thing that happens, we might do a Minnesota or we might just not.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we might talk about
it. Life's fun,
week.
Isn't it?
It is, isn't it?
Let's spend some time in the sunshine.
Yeah. That's exactly. Oh, also Comic Bento, of course, linked below. It actually is a really super awesome service. Bloody check it out if you
check
want.
It out. It's great.
Yeah, it's reasonably priced and it is without a doubt like well worth.
Oh, absolutely.
Money towards if you got it to spare.
Yeah.
All right.
That'll do it. I think that's us.
That's all of us.
Happy Super Bowl.
Have a good.
Hope all your teams won.
I hope all your teams break their necks when they crash into each other.
Grab that gem, you guys.
Please do.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.